Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I will pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Fighters, before we dig into the Q&A episode, we see here on our end so many questions that come in about making more money. And I just want to give you guys a resource if you don't already have it. And it's our 50% gross profit sheet. All right, listen, the fastest way to put more money in your pocket right now in your business is to raise your gross profit. And we show you how to do that. So if you head to thecontractorfight.com/50, fill out your name and your email, you'll have instant access to this and you'll be on your way to making more money. So go grab that right now. Let's get on with the Q&A episode here today. Welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcastio. That's a new word that I just made up, Dan. Podcastio. Like if I were a podcast editing company, that's probably what I would name it. Podcastio. Yep. Something cool. Isn't that cool? I don't know. All right, like whatever. It. Yep. So as always, we're going to take some questions that have been submitted to us. And Dan, we're going to kick off with Myra or Mira, M-I-R-A. I'm really sorry. Is it Mira? Myra? Mira? Mira. Mira. Let's go with Mira. And she posted this in the Facebook group. And I'm going to read it, guys, because it's long, but I want to give the context here. So, in fact, I have to get my readers on. That's how big this paragraph is. But got to give context. I'm new to the group. Been watching Tom's videos practically nonstop for the last few weeks and finally joined the free group. Thanks for watching, by the way. All right. Any advice for someone new? I did construction management for a developer that did luxury brownstone renovations in New York City. I left that for a while to do engineering. I studied physics in college. And about a year ago, I started my own one-woman small renovations and home repair business in Tucson, Arizona. I know it's Tucson, everybody. Calm down. I've been working with my hands my whole life, but this is the first time I'm the person with the tools professionally. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe not. Thought I'd see if anyone else started out similarly. By the way, that's a word I can't believe I just said without slurring it. Similarly. I've always struggled with that word. All right. See if anyone has started out similarly. See, I just screwed it up. And how you would apply the advice in this group regarding pricing, etc. Given that I don't have decades, here's the meat. Given that I don't have decades of personal hands-on experience in the trades like many who go out on their own might. Maybe this is my own head trash, as Tom puts it, but it feels extra scary to start charging high prices, in quotes she put, both as a new business and when I know I'm less experienced than many others around town. I will say I'm a perfectionist and do a great job for clients. So far, most everyone has been very happy with my work and my communication. So guys, the reason I read this whole thing is because, Dan, this is like so many things we hear all in one question from people, right? Mm-hmm. And Mira's base head trash here is, I'm new, don't have as much experience like the bigger, more experienced companies have been in business longer periods of time. So there's no way in the world I can charge what she refers to as high prices.
Right.
So I just want to start out with anybody that's in that situation, and specifically Mira here, who says it's high, right? Yeah. Like who says your prices are high? Like high, low, that's subjective to the consumer.
Most likely.
And so you just simply need to charge whatever the formulas tell you you need to charge, regardless if you think it's high or low, the math doesn't lie. And so that's what I want to start with. And the last thing I want to share here, and then Dan, I'll let you kind of wrap it up with this and your thoughts. Those of you that are new and have less experience, you're hungrier. And I think you need to use that to your advantage. Own that. So if I'm a brand new contractor and Dan's talking to me and why should I go with you? You're a brand new business and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be like, Dan, I have to win. I don't have a customer list of 150, 200 or 1,000 past customers and stuff. I haven't been in the game that long and everything's on the line for me here. So you're actually going to get the very best of me. You know, like I would play that card and I did play that card way back 20 something years ago. So, you know, Mira, don't buy into the BS that just because you don't have the experience and the time in the game that you're not worth it. I said the last thing was the final thing, but then let me piggyback on this. what makes you worth it is that you understand their reasons for wanting to do the project, what we call the motive in the sales process, which Dan's nodding his head because I probably just stole Dan's point.
That's right.
But you pick it up from there. Tap in with that.
No, it's fine. I think for me, it boils down to the mindset, you know, being new. And here, as somebody, I started my painting company almost 20 years ago, zero experience in the trades, never really had a paintbrush in my hand, and jumped into a really competitive high-end market. And the reason I could do that was I just had confidence in selling and myself and on pricing. So own your experience, deliver the experience to your customer. That's really what they're paying for. And like Tom said, like what you have to charge to whatever you need to live. It might be a little bit of getting on the curve as far as your skill set and production rates. That might be where you feel a little bit like you feel like you're slow doing something, but just attack. Just walk it. I'm a market of one whenever I sell. I don't care about other people. I know I'm at the top of it. And focus on your customer, like Tom says. Find their reasons to buy, and get after it.
There you go. So, Mira, you're worth it. No, listen, you're like, I'm a perfectionist. I'm going the extra mile for people. Blah. Like, guys, high, and I said, high price is subjective. Because, Mira, if I said to you, how much is a lot of money to, you know, do this project? Your number is probably different than mine, and it's probably different than Dan's of what we think is high. So, right. don't fall into that, but. You know,
don't sell perfection at good prices, though. Like, make sure the expectation of the customer is the perfection you're delivering.
Yeah. And here's a thing one little tip here, Mira, that'll help you. Don't ever use the word perfect in your sales process or with customers. Like, these walls will look perfect when we're done, and this project will be perfect. Like, guys, you use the word perfect, nothing's perfect ever.
You're good.
And I learned that the hard way. All right. Next question here from Dan Wilson.
Dan's
a good dude. Yeah, our buddy Dan in Michigan, who's setting the world on fire. I'm getting a lot of subcontractors and contractor friends that are overwhelmed. I believe mental health is being overlooked. I personally got into meditation, which helps. What do you recommend for clearing your head and resetting your brain? This is an awesome question. And I agree, you know, mental health is like the redheaded stepchild that nobody wants to hang out with.
For sure.
And for those of you that are a redheaded stepchild, literally, I was too when I was a kid. I had bright red hair. So I had step parents. So there you go. So don't get offended and get your panties in a bunch and all that stuff. All right. But you get the point. So, Dan, what do you do to reset the brain?
I ride my bike. I get out in the woods and I take out all my aggression on my poor bicycle and the dirt. And that does a lot. I also meditate. I read some philosophy every morning for 10 minutes just to kind of get some ideas in my head and start my day. And that's it. But, you know, to Dan's point, like, you know, I know he started meditation. I know he's golfing a lot as well. The reason subs and other contractor friends are overwhelmed, like, it's two-part. Their business is out of control, right? They have processes, like a sales process, which is what we help Shoreline with our sales workshop. So you can get that kind of chaos done, minimized, which frees up, I find with myself, the bandwidth to then pour into myself and make sure that I'm on top of my game.
Good stuff. Yeah. So Dan and others that, you know, care about this question, to me, it's about really being clear on, it's controlling the controllables in my day and in my life. That's what I start with. And this is not easy for me. So I haven't mastered this, guys, but I try not to judge my day on the results of the day. Okay. I judge my results, or I judge my day, whether it's a win or a loss, based on, did I personally control the things I had control over, which are literally my mindset and my actions. And so I think that personally helps me, just going like, I can't make people buy. I can't make people show up on time. I can't do any of that, but what I can control are my actions. So that lightens the load for me. As far as resetting the brain, it's funny you brought up golf with Dan, because I, you know, about a month ago, I bought some golf clubs and I suck at it. And I'm like, I'm going to golf and when I told Matt Heiner that, you know, I bought some clubs and this and that, the first thing he said was, dude, that'll be great for you because it'll slow you down. You go out by yourself on the course and golf 9 holes, just leave your phone in the truck you know, whatever, and just go out. And like you, Dan, you go ride your bike. And I would also say, for those that are overwhelmed, like I have nothing to gain from this other than my own experience. Guys, I reset my brain and I'm dialed in and locked in when I'm on like a 75 hard program. And I just finished phase 2 of it, you know, and it's gallon of water. It's reading 10 pages. It's all, you know, all those things that everybody already knows about that you can Google if you don't. And so for me, that's been a great mental health support system for me.
No, I've totally seen that.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
And it's funny, right before your wedding, when we met you at Top Golf to do just a little, it's like you had a crazy week going on. Like,
yeah.
Business, personal, everything. But you unplugged for like an hour and a half and just went and hit some balls. And it's like those little things where you feel like the world is like too much to do in your calendar, but you take the time to pour into yourself. Like suddenly that calendar gets done because you're not just staring at a list. Like you're taking pouring yourself first, like we always say.
Well, I had somebody ask me yesterday, I'll kind of read half of the question here, in a somebody in Battleground said, basically, you know, what do you do when you've like hit a plateau and you're just kind of like, eh, and things like that. And my answer was a video back to him that was basically, I dial in my own personal discipline. I take care of me. I get oxygen. I read, I exercise. I don't negotiate with the terrorists in my life. Right. And those types of things. So Dan, yeah, I think, you know, I think we both kind of hit it on here, but you got to get some time away, right? You just gotta, guys, we can't be on all the time. I had a conversation with the Queen last night. We were sitting out back and I was like, you know, the other day she said to me, hey, I know we have Mile High Profit Summit coming up and that's like your big thing. And you're all in on that right now. But she's like, when we get past this, I'd really like to have some conversations around what it would look like for us to just kind of have a little bit of a toned down intensity of your schedule now and then, you know, and which is code for, hey, you know, you can't, because the guys, my nature is I'm just a workhorse. I love what I do. I love helping people. Dan's the same way. And if we're not careful, you know, we end up neglecting our own mental health, our physical health, and the people close to us. So
on that plateau question that you had, Tom, for me, the one thing that jumped my mind quickly for that was people set really big goals. And when you're trying to chase that, you feel like you plateau making progress on it. Whereas you, like we say, stack the smalls. And you're getting wins, it keeps momentum, it takes something off of the list, and you get to that same place, but you're not plateauing because you're knocking things off off the list. So that's how it works for me.
Yep. All right. Well, guys, that's questions for today's episode, Contractify Podcast. We appreciate you hanging here. Give us a rating, give us a review, share this with a contractor. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out. Hey fighters, hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com and in the subject line, put the word podcast and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.